What about using CDK inhibitors in the adjuvant, neoadjuvant, and post-neoadjuvant setting in trials, Sarah?
So there's definitely lots underway in this area. You know, in the adjuvant setting, there are three randomized trials ongoing with all three CDK4/6 inhibitors. So PALLAS was the first one to open, which is looking at palbociclib in combination with endocrine therapy in the adjuvant setting. We hope that trial will complete accrual maybe next year. And so that, I think, would be the first trial to report out. And then ribociclib has two different adjuvant trials that they're doing. They're looking at a lower risk and a higher risk population in each of these trials. So those higher risk population trials just opening, that lower risk one has been ongoing. And then abemaciclib has an adjuvant trial as well. And that trial is focusing more on higher risk patients. So patients who have either high Ki-67 or multiple nodes involved.
What do we know from clinical research data about using CDK inhibitors in the premenopausal women, Sarah?
Now we have data from MONALEESA 7, which is the really only randomized trial to specifically address premenopausal patients. So in that trial, all patients received ovarian suppression, and then the physician could pick if they wanted to use tamoxifen or an aromatase inhibitor, and then they were randomized in the first-line setting to receive ribociclib or placebo. And that trial showed that the benefit of giving a CDK4/6 inhibitor to premenopausal patients was really the same that we've seen in all our other trials. So, you know, the hazard ratio was very similar, so pretty much a doubling of PFS. And interestingly, I thought that it didn't really matter which hormone you use, that the benefit was the same with tamoxifen as with the aromatase inhibitor in that trial. So that also allows us the option of using either agent in that setting.